What do you think of the field so far, and what is going to turn your decision one way or another, do you think?
Well, the field so far is pretty interesting, right? About every other week, we get a kind of a new candidate, a new name that we haven't heard before, so it's kind of interesting to see a lot of these folks trying to jump in. I've really learned you can't keep people out of a race, but like most people, I think we, as a Republican, I think a lot of us would like to see the field really narrowed down, you know, by December or January, at least before we get the first in the nation primary, and I think it will. I'll figure out whether I want to get in or not. I didn't set out with this idea of Chris Sununu for president or anything, but I was really, and I still am very much, just trying to make the party a little more affable, try to get the independents back on board, try to get young people a little more excited about, I think the Republican Party is this really good product of limited government and local control, and you come first, not the government. But we don't brand it very well. We're not the best marketers sometimes. So that's just what I've been doing over the past 6 months, and a lot of folks have asked me to consider running, so we're considering it. And so, you know, the family's on board and all that, but look, I love New Hampshire. I love the state. I love what we do here. New Hampshire does come first, and so I don't know. We'll just see whether it makes sense, and not for me as much as for the party and maybe for the country, if there's really a path there. And there is. There is a path. There's no doubt about it. But we just got to, you know, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, and make sure when you're in something like this, Mike, it is full send. It is a full commitment. You're talking 6 or 7 days a week for the next 9 to 12 months as you go through the whole process. It's grueling for anybody, and I got to make sure that we're ready for that.
Yeah, is your family on board with that type of schedule if you decide to go that way?
Yeah, look, they're on board. Look, as you know, Valerie, the kids, like, you know, they're not political per se, but they do understand that the country is struggling big time, that it can be fixed. All is not lost. There's a lot of, oh, it's all hopeless and all that. No, we don't believe in that at all. It can be fixed with good leadership that can work with both sides. We've got an awesome record here in New Hampshire, not just Chris Sununu, but all of us, right? We're from New Hampshire. We all get it. We all get Republicans and Democrats. We all get how it can and should be done. Doesn't mean we agree on everything, right? But we know how to do that process, and it's a huge opportunity to share with the country. But yeah, the kids and family are definitely on board. But I just got to make sure that I'm on board and we have the infrastructure in place to get from here to there.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. You mentioned something just a moment ago about the way this country is kind of divided and where the country stands. Last week, you were speaking in New York City, I think, at the Time 100 Summit. And the conversation was titled, ironically, Leadership in a Divided America. What kind of leadership? How do we bring people back together? Whether you run for president or not, or whether you stay as another governor, whatever it might be. But, you know, you've spoken about this before on the program with us. You've shared some of your ideas. But how do we lead in a divided America? And how do we bring people back together? Because that's what people are concerned about.
Look, it's not rocket science. You have to have leadership that can be trusted. Not trusted to agree with what you want, but trusted to do what they say. To follow through, right? And that's something that we're all committed to here in New Hampshire, and I think is a model that works. Trusted to say, look, when I say I'm going to listen and try to work with the other side of the aisle, I'm really going to do it, right? That's why, I mean, I got to hit Joe Biden here. That's exactly why he got elected. He had these relationships across the aisle, and people believed he was the more moderate candidate, but we're clearly in a much more extreme situation than we ever have been. So, and it's all on one side, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of compromise. But this debt ceiling issue, right? Republicans don't like raising the debt ceiling, but they said, okay, we'll do it. We'll give in a little bit here, but you got to give something. And Biden saying, no, we're not moving. Well, that's not cool, man. That wasn't the deal. That's not what we elected you for. So you earn it by reinstilling trust in the process, trust in really working with folks to get stuff done. And I don't think people in Washington appreciate the fact that they will be cheered. They will be politically rewarded for reaching across the aisle when they have to get stuff done. No one's going to have 60 Senate votes, right? Republicans aren't going to have 60 senators. Democrats aren't going to get 60 senators. So you better come up with a 60-vote plan, which involves going across the aisle. So it's just follow through. That's really what it is. Don't let the politics drive you. Just do what you say you're going to do. Have a process that you say you're going to follow and be super transparent about it, right? And when there's bad news, it's okay to give the bad news, right? Right?
Yeah.
No one's perfect. It's okay to say, oh, we tried these things and it didn't work. We're going to try something else. I don't know. It just baffles me that more folks.
New, Ham- We're speaking to New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu for another minute or so. He joins us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. I wanted to ask you, because tomorrow is interesting because, you know, we're right around, we haven't had much of a spring, but we're talking about summer stuff. But the New Hampshire State Parks holding summer job fairs tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 at all the parks. And people, if they're looking for a decent job for the summer to be outside, enjoy the weather, enjoy the state attractions, they can do that. Details are available online at nhstateparks.org. I find it interesting that we're talking about that, but how do you look now? I'm sure you've been thinking about what the summer tourism season will look like this year. Obviously, weather is a high priority, weather, you know, kind of directs everything around here, whether it's nice or not. But people are making plans already, whether the weather is nice or not. How do you view the summer tourist season here in New Hampshire? I know it's a big revenue booster here for this state, but the fact that the state parks are holding a summer job fair tomorrow, how do you look at the situation coming up?
It's going to be great. Yeah, I think it's going to be very strong in that gas prices have come down, inflation is high, and people are carrying more debt personally than they normally do. So we look at those metrics. But the pre-sales, we look at hotel bookings. Those are coming in very strong right now for the summer. So we think it's going to be great. And to your point, who better to work for than the parks? You can be out in the beauty of New Hampshire. You can be giving, whether it's giving tours or information centers, working on the beaches, whatever it might be. We, without a doubt, like, and I'm not just saying this, we really have one of the best park systems in the country, something to really be lauded. And huge opportunity. So if folks are looking for that extra summer job, a few extra hours, we could use all the help we can get. I don't know anyone who isn't looking for help. Who better to work for than the state of New Hampshire?
Yeah, so you're headed to Florida today. Talking in front of which group today or tomorrow?
I got a couple speeches tonight, one speech tomorrow, back on a plane here. I'm literally gone for less than 24 hours. It's going to be crazy. But that's just, I've been doing a little bit of that here and there when there's time. I try to do it on Fridays when the House and the Senate aren't in session. You know, things kind of are quieter at the State House, so we can kind of get in, get out. But, yeah, so people ask me to come down and give a speech, talk about the New Hampshire model. Lord knows, I love to brag about what we do here in the Granite State.
All right. You are a 603 guy. All right, Governor, safe travels. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, buddy.